Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. Are you an overthinker? Are you part of the overthinking club that I have been a part of for many, many years? Well, let me just say, if you are, we're in this together, and I believe we're going to get free from that. So let me just say that overthinking is exhausting. Trying to figure out everything, looking at every situation from every possible angle, you know, overanalyzing, spending too much time, future tripping, and yeah. It can be good in this, well, let me rephrase. Overthinking isn't good. However, tapping into God's wisdom, leaning into Him, asking Him to show you what you need to know for every situation and circumstance and the things that you're overthinking, that's wise. And I was reminded of the story of Martha and Mary in Luke 10. And I actually want to just read it to you because we're going to come back to it again and share one little part with you. So Jesus goes to Martha's house, and it says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, but Martha was distracted with much serving. And she came to him and just basically said, like, don't you care that Mary's like letting me do all the work? Tell her to come help me. And Jesus answered and says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. I have been both Martha and Mary many times in my life. I can get very distracted with many things, as Jesus said to Martha, you're worried and distracted about many things. I can definitely be guilty of that, having too much on my mind, letting my soul lead me instead of my spirit, not slowing down enough, not being still to know. And I also have been and am Mary, where I am able to be still and know, to sit at his feet and just listen to him. But I was asked the other day if I'd ever been on a silent retreat. And this may surprise you, and I know some of you have done it, but I haven't ever been on a silent retreat. And the reason is because I don't want to. Okay, so this is just me being completely real, right? My flesh, so this woman is talking to me and encouraging me to pray about doing it because she has led silent retreats for over 55 years now. And she said that every time she does it herself, sometimes as long as a month, she said her relationship with the Lord deepens in ways that she didn't even know she needed or couldn't make happen on her own. Oh, and I was actually shocked, to be completely honest, so like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. I could feel my body and my soul just freaking out at the thought of being still and quiet. She recommends 8 days, but in my mind I thought, okay, baby steps, maybe 3. And I thought, I don't even know if I could do that. And I told her that. I said, I don't think I can do that. Like, tell me, what does that mean exactly? What do I do? Like, can I watch a little bit of TV? Can I bring books to read? Can I listen to podcasts? what can I do? And she said, no, you can maybe listen to a little music here and there, but what we're trying to do is allow your mind time to rest. To allow your body time to rest, because we live in this world where we are so inundated with information and images and, you know, I mean, we look at our screens, whatever those screens are, all day long, every day. Maybe not everyone does. I know that some of you have told me, like, you're not even on social media, don't watch TV, and you live a different life than most of the world. And hats off to you. Hats off to you. Because when she said that to me about stepping away from all of that so that you can hear the Lord in a deeper way, my flesh was freaking out. Like, I could actually feel anxiety starting to rise. And I went, wow, I'm very surprised that I feel this. So this is just me being honest with you guys, because I think it'll help you. But my spirit went, this, please, this is what you need. This is it right here. Now, remember, I spend time in quiet with the Lord basically every day. Hours I spend with the Lord. And throughout the day, I turn to Him over and over and have moments of stillness and intimacy and listening and looking. But the thought of going away with Him made my flesh feel anxious. And I was reminded of the time many years ago when the Lord invited me to get up early to spend time with Him. And I had little tiny little babies, and then ended up having one on the way. And He said, come spend mornings with me. And I didn't think I could do it, because I actually need a lot of sleep. I need, you know, up to 8 hours usually. But when I did that, as most of you know who have followed my podcast, when I did that, it was literally life-changing. I mean, wow, hard to even describe how life-changing that decision was. And I've done it since, and that was over 25 years ago. That's how this felt to me. Like, yeah, this is an answer to you. And some of you listening, you may be thinking, yeah, no, I couldn't do that. Just keep listening. Just keep listening with your heart open, your spirit open to the Lord, and be willing for Him to tap on your shoulder and say, hey, this is actually for you too. So I was talking to one of my friends about it, telling her just how surprised I was at my reaction, how I had both this yearning and this opposition to what she was saying. And my friend at first said, oh, I that sounds great, maybe I could do it for a day. She said, but no, there's no way. I mean, to just stop everything and not be productive and not be doing and not be, you know, I think a lot and I have a lot of projects on my mind and I this and I that, and you know, I overthink. And I went, yeah, I know, me too. That's why we need to do it. You know, I'm thinking right now about how we all want, and I'm saying this because those of you who follow me, who read my books, who listen to my stuff on YouTube and, you know, part of my mentorship group, whatever it is, you listen to me because you love God and you want to know Him more intimately. But I want to say that there's a huge difference in spending time hearing someone talk about God. There's a huge difference in spending time learning about Him compared to spending time alone with Him. You can't compare the two. I could talk all day or listen all day long to somebody talking about Jesus, and it stirs my hunger. But what is it stirring hunger for if not to be with Him? if not to be alone with him, wrapped in his love? Why do I want my hunger stirred if it's not to eat and to feast on him? And today I believe he's inviting us again to become like Mary and to notice these little invitations, whether it's to go on a silent retreat or it's to wake up early and be alone with him, or to turn off the TV early and listen to him and love him before bed, to go take walks in nature with him, to turn off podcasts, to turn off teachings, to turn off the inflow of sound and noise and other stuff, of our own thoughts, even our own thoughts. We have to learn that our beloved wants to be with us. And I believe we want to be with him, but yet it's hard on our flesh to do that very thing that the deepest parts of us cry out for. The very depths of our being is crying out to know him more, but yet we're not feeding it. We're just snacking, so to speak. We're snacking on moments. And God says, come away, eat of me, drink of me, be filled with me. You know, we are filled with him, but if we're not tapping into that, if we're not aware, if we're not listening and loving and having times where we are just quiet and not praying a thing, being still and knowing that he is God, if we're not doing this, then we're not really getting our spiritual fill. You know, so many people reach out to me and they say, I'm doing something wrong. I don't hear him. I'm doing something wrong. I've been doing this for weeks, maybe months. I don't really hear him. My advice is, don't stop. You know, I remember one time somebody asking me, and I completely get it, because I remember having this question many years ago. They said, when I close my eyes to look in the spirit, all I see is like, you know, white or black. I don't see anything. And it sounds so simple, but you're not looking with your natural eyes. You're looking with your heart. I had a conversation with my 3-year-old granddaughter the other day about this. She told me to tell her a story about Jesus. It was so fun. And I said to her, somehow in the midst of this, about seeing him and how he's here, but we don't see him with our eyes. We see him with our heart. And so I went on to explain to her that I said, right now, can you see mommy? Now, mommy wasn't there. My daughter wasn't here. She was out. I was watching my granddaughter. I said, can you see mommy? Like, in your heart, do you know what she looks like? And she said, yeah. I said, okay. I was like, what about Papa? My husband, her grandpa. He's not here right now either. Can you see him? Do you see him in your heart? Yeah. What about Daddy? You know, we went on. I said, why? I said, because you love them and you see them in a deeper place. You don't see them with your natural eyes. You see them with your heart. And she said, yeah. I said, well, that's how it is with Jesus. Can you see Jesus too? And she said, yeah. And so when we look and listen, we're not looking and listening with natural eyes and ears. We're leaning into the spirit. And it does take time to quiet our minds down enough to hear. And sometimes, and it's happened to me, and it still does happen to me sometimes, where we're doing everything right and our minds are finally getting quiet, but we're not hearing and we're not seeing. And remember the story that I've told many times, that I remember going through a very long season, hard season, maybe a couple months, where I didn't hear him say anything. I could feel his presence, but I didn't hear anything. And he said, in essence, at the end of that time, he said, I gave you what you needed. You needed peace. And so I wanted you to just be with me so that I could wrap you in my arms. And when all you hear is silence, I want you to lean into it because I'm right there. He is that silent moment. He is the silent moment. He is the Prince of Peace, drawing you into peace. And so when you get alone with him, if you're not hearing anything, don't be discouraged because it will change. But don't look and listen with your natural eyes. Don't try to make something happen. And always pray. When you go alone with the Lord, always pray and say, Holy Spirit, would you lead this time? And then you can trust him to do that. And he'll surprise you. And sometimes you may see something that really doesn't, it kind of surprises you. Like, what in the world am I even seeing right now? Ask him, okay, what was that? Why did I see this? Maybe he'll remind you of something that needs healing, or maybe he's going to encourage you with something for your future or something about your present. Don't dismiss it. I want to remind you that what is so beautiful about what Jesus said about Mary is that she chose the one thing that's necessary, that's needed. And it would never be taken away from her. These moments that you set aside to be with him, they are of eternal value. I think more than we know, more than we can comprehend. He said this will never be taken away from her, ever. So that doesn't just mean on this earth, but also in heaven. I don't know what we'll see regarding these times and days and hours and months and years that we spend just being with the one we love. But one day we'll know. One day we'll know. And even now, when I look back over my life, these seasons that I just want to be with him have become a way of life for me. They've held me in peace in times that I didn't think I could be in peace. Coming into this quiet space with Jesus is an open door to a relationship with him that we always say we want, but unfortunately don't go after. To me, that's like the scripture striving to enter into rest. It's like, I will not be denied my time with him. Not out of religious obligation, not because I didn't read my Bible today or I didn't pray for so-and-so or no. Honestly, it's all about being with my beloved. I used to say this all the time when my kids were younger, and it might sound funny to you, but I remember saying so often, I don't even like myself when I haven't had my time with him. And that's because for some reason, if I neglect my time with him, it's like my soul seems to think it's in authority or it matters more and it has the place to rule over my life more than my spirit. It's like my flesh rises up more often and I see things differently. And I don't want that. I want to live from the place where his spirit is the filter for every part of my life. And I know that is the same for you. I want him, you know, I wasn't going to share this morning, but I feel him prompting me to do this. It's personal, but I know you're going to relate to it. And I wouldn't share it if I didn't feel Holy Spirit telling me to. I was spending time with the Lord this morning, and most of you know the story of blind Bartimaeus. Jesus walks by and Bartimaeus is blind, and he hears the crowd and he knows Jesus is passing by, and he starts crying out uncontrollably, not caring if he's causing a scene. "Jesus, have mercy on me!" You know, he's just crying out, and Jesus comes to him and says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And this morning it was kind of like that situation. I wasn't screaming, crying out in that sense, but I was just, "I want you, I love you." And I could feel something in my heart that I wasn't even quite sure what it was that's been kind of bothering me lately. And he came so sweetly and he took me by the hand and he led me by this beautiful little brook. You know, the scripture says he leads us beside still waters. Well, he took me by the hand and led me there. And he just turned to me so sweetly, and he's doing this with you right now. So see Jesus taking you by the hand and leading you by still waters and smiling at you and saying, "What do you want?" He didn't say, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "What do you want?" As in, you, the deepest part of you, what do you need? And all of these different thoughts and different scenarios and different people and different situations are going through my mind, and it overwhelmed me for a moment. And I thought, "I don't even know what to say, Jesus, because there's so much." So I just took time quiet with him. And finally I said, "You know, I want you." And I don't mean this to sound super spiritual. I'm just sharing with you my heart that I believe that when we're aware of our union with him, when he is that filter for our lives, we see things differently. We see jobs differently, the people we work with differently. We see the stresses in life differently when we have his perspective, when we're with someone and we're having a conversation, even if it's just a, you know, silly, regular conversation. We still can speak his words and carry his joy and release his compassion. No matter where we go, if we are aware of our union with him, the way we see life and see stress and see circumstances and see just the stuff we go through, it completely changes. And so that is my prayer, and I hope it will become yours, that you can say, "Lord, there's a lot of things on my mind. There's a lot of distractions. But you told Mary that there was only one thing necessary, and that's to be with you, to know you." And Jesus is saying, "What do you want?" And I hope that your response will be something along the lines of what I'm talking about today. "Lord, I want to live more aware of you in every moment, every day, every situation of my life. I want to hear you more clearly, not because I'm striving to hear with natural ears or striving to understand with my natural reasoning, my overthinking, my overanalyzing mind. I just want to be with you. I want to live in union with you. And when you nudge me to come away with you, I don't ever want to say no or even hold on. I'll be there in a minute. But to always draw near to you. To say yes to an invitation of a silent retreat. Not because it sounds hard on my flesh, but because it's like going on a honeymoon with the person you love. You just want to be alone with them. You just want to just cuddle in their arms and look in their eyes. You want to take a walk on the beach together or hike a nature trail together. You just want to be with them without anybody else on your honeymoon. And maybe you can't go on a honeymoon, you know, a silent retreat right now. I can't right now in the natural life. I can't right now. in the natural. That doesn't mean that Jesus won't provide the money, and I will be able to at some point. But I'm saying, yes, I'll do it. And I'll trust him to bring the money when he wants me to go. And to provide all of the details for time, for things around the house be taken care of. All of the things will line up. Because we're saying yes. He works out all of the details. And like Mary, what we gain in the spirit, what we tap into, the person we get to know in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that'll never be taken away from us. Not for all eternity. And I hope that this has stirred your passion today for him. I hope that this has awakened desire and love for him in a way that maybe you've never even considered. And I hope that you'll continue to soak in his love and get to know him. Get to know the one who calls you his beloved, his beautiful bride. I hope this has been a blessing to you. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.